TJ Lang, Josh Sitton practiced in limited fashion. They did not do any of the team drills.
I know you obviously probably watched the last game with the Eagles, but considering the quarterbacks you guys had, how much stock do you put in what they showed you?
It's part of the breakdown, our last game with the Eagles. You know, you look at their defense and their offense and their special teams. I mean, their coaches are the same this year as last year. You got a lot of their same players. So, you know, it's definitely something that we've looked at.
Mike, you mentioned yesterday about the cold weather at Lambeau making the return game more of a premium. How unique a guy is Sproles in that regard?
Big time. I mean, Darren Sproles has done it for a long time in this league. He's a dynamic player, four-down player, in my opinion. So he's definitely a focus point for us.
Mike, you hear sometimes, I don't know if it's media created, but you hear how Sproles is able to use his size as an advantage. Is he able to do that?
I mean, I think he does a great job of playing to his skill set. I mean, he's got a very unique skill set, and he you know, if you're talking about his height, I mean, he's so quick and explosive. I think sometimes people forget how smart of a player is. I've always found him to be very instinctive. People have been creative with him in both New Orleans and Philadelphia, so matchup conscious with him. On the linebacker and all those types of things. So he's been an excellent player in this league a long time.
Do you feel, Mike, that your team has an advantage playing at Lambeau Field late in the season because of the weather?
Well, I think you have an advantage playing at home. I mean, you play to your environment. You know, you play to your home field, and you know, whether you're in Miami or whether you're in Lambeau. So I think it's like anything in a competitive arena, when you have a little more of a comfort and are a little more used to the environment, I mean, it does give you a little bit of an advantage. But, you know, I think pro football has gotten so competitive. Parity's been evident for a very long time, and that's why the last game or, you know, your record in cold weather, I really don't ever pay attention, a whole lot of attention to those statistics because I don't think they factor in what's in front of you.
When's a good time to call a screen? I guess, what are you trying to, without giving away everything, but is there a generalization of a
good time to call a screen is when that defensive end, you know, flies up the field. It helps. But it's a feel. Play calling's a feel. I mean, there's down and distances and tendencies that you look at, but it's, you know, it's like a lot of things in play calling. You know, philosophically, and when you call and when you don't, I mean, that's really for the play callers and why you play the game. And I don't just stay with one distinct, you know, area or when or where I call.
Mike, this is your first big, really cold weather, I guess. How did the practices go?
Good.
Adjustment for you guys too?
No, not really. The first time out is always a little bit of an adjustment. Frankly, I think yesterday helped us being out. You know, Wednesday's practices when you install a game plan are not as crisp as maybe you'd like. We had a number of repeated plays yesterday, so I felt that part of it was much better today. We had a switch field today, which is a couple weeks earlier than normal. So we had to go on Nitski for the heated on the heated field. So we had to do half the practice in the Hudson Center and half the practice our team workout on Nitski. Ankle's frozen. It's officially frozen. There's a nice stat for you. You guys let me know over 10 years on what day his ankle freezes. That's another – you guys can compete over that too.
Mike, Clay's brother Casey came out today and said that he didn't think his brother liked playing inside linebacker from after talking to him. With your interaction with Clay, is any of that true? I mean, has he said anything about not liking the switch?
I have not, you know, obviously talked to Clay before it, you know, before the decision was made. So played extremely well. We'll see where he plays this week.
What has Jeremy Maclin brought to the Eagles offense?
Good player. Very good player, Jeremy Maclin. I think he's, you know, I think he's a dynamic. I think he can go deep and very athletic. He's definitely that's. He has very impressive film this year.
Mike, how do you think bringing back Meredith, that helps your depth at offensive line? And what did you remember from him in 2009?
Meredith, just, you know, young guy. He was on the practice squad. You know, very versatile, very, very smart player. You know, a lot more natural tackle, and I think that's where he's more comfortable. It's good to have him back. I think he's a very good fit for our room, and, you know, especially this time of year, you never have enough big men.
They forced a bunch of fumbles. I know ball security is always an emphasis, but any more of a message this week in that regard?
Part?
Eagles have forced a bunch of fumbles.
Okay.
In the league, is there more of an emphasis on that?
Definitely. No, I mean, we recognize that. I mean, that's something that's done, you know, part of the overview when you're trying to, you know, give the characteristics of a defense, you know, the identity of the defense, and, you know, how you think to, you know, how we match up and so forth. And, you know, we've definitely recognized their ability to take it away.